Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, the pandemic has amplified changes in consumer behavior, resulting in a booming e-commerce sector, which led to the region's e-commerce logistics market seeing a growth of 22% in nominal terms in 2020. However, according to a black box survey, 4 in 10 Singaporean consumers are disgruntled with their digital experience, adding that delivery costs, product prices, and delivery time could be better improved. Now, EasyBuy, Singapore's largest online retailer platform, has also observed an increasing number of consumers expecting faster local delivery and being drawn towards free delivery promotions. For more insights, we speak to Jasmine Khan, Director of General Merchandise of EasyBuy, to find out how they're delivering consumer satisfaction by leveraging in-house logistics to keep costs, quality, and speed in check. Jasmine, thank you so much for your time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's start by talking about the overall impact of these ongoing trends, such as those shifting consumer preferences and expectations, and how that's driven an evolution of online retail.
Right. Since the start of the circuit breaker last year, we have actually seen the shifting consumer preference and their expectations regarding online purchases, especially from buying of non-essential products. We have actually seen a shift to buying of more essential products, such as food essentials and also work from home essentials.
I understand, though, Jasmine, for those kinds of things, they would prefer speed, obviously, because, say, perishable items, you want them to get to you faster and so on. Are there other trends that we're seeing? Is it just about speed that consumers are expecting?
Yes, actually, we are seeing two kinds of changes. First is, of course, we have a growing numbers of consumers expecting faster local deliveries. Most are actually drawn towards having a free delivery promotions. For example, we actually see a 30% year-on-year increase on the numbers of shoppers in the first quarter of this year buying local products, and they are actually opting for free home delivery service. So this is the one. And secondly, we are actually seeing a shift in terms of the categories, products that consumers are looking for. Yeah, for example, we used to do better in terms of bulky furniture and fashion products, but during the COVID period, we actually see a shift for more home essential products such as household and also groceries and home appliances.
Oh dear, no one cares about clothes anymore.
Yeah.
So how did, though, EasyBuy pivot or cater to these changing consumer demands?
Yeah, according to the market ever-changing demands, we are actually offering new product lines. For example, we have more local sellers on board. They are offering more and more varieties of products which they are able to get it fast delivered to our consumers.
How are you doing this, though? Because earlier we talked about how you are delivering customer satisfaction and also keeping costs and quality and speed in check. That's got to be challenging to do, because we've always had this idea, if you want things faster, if you want things smaller, if you want things better, obviously you've got to pay more.
Yes, we are actually offering, working together with more of our retailers on board to have more home delivery service promotions. For example, earlier of this year, we did a $20 minimum spending to enjoy free home delivery services, especially for high consumables products such as beverages and food. During the CNY period, we actually saw a huge demand for ready stocks. Also during the April Easter promotions, we actually see a 15% increase in demands also for overseas products offering free shipping.
How are you doing this, though? $20 is quite low, I have to admit. Anecdotally, I've tried other platforms, and sometimes for free delivery, it's got to be something like $60, $80 sometimes.
Yes, because EasyBuy, our business model is quite unique and different from any other platforms. So we are able to keep our logistic costs low. Most of our customers are actually opting for free self-collection, which we are offering over 235 collection points in the neighborhood around Singapore. And in able to do that, we have our fleets of drivers all around Singapore and able to deliver to most of the household at the keeping the cost low.
Do you think other businesses are able to adapt this kind of business model then? Is EasyBuy only able to do this because you're big?
I guess it's because how we started the business. We actually started the business, our main mission is to keep the cost low and to pass on most of the products' cost or savings back to our consumers. And our business model is quite unique in the sense that we are offering free collection points, which other platforms, they are quite different. Probably they are using third-party logistics for their last mile deliveries. Yeah. So for us, we have our unique in-house delivery and logistic team. And that's why we are able to keep the cost low. And for other platforms, I'm not sure. I mean, we are differentiated in our own unique way.
We're speaking to Jasmine Khan, who's Director of General Merchandise of EasyBuy. So Jasmine, would this kind of model be easy for businesses to implement the kinds of strategies that EasyBuy has used?
In order to gain a competitive edge, we are actually using automation to process huge volume of parcels daily. And we are also consistently onboarding suppliers and merchants to meet the rising consumer demand with an increase in 30% of the total numbers of local Singaporean retailers during the circuit breaker. So for retailers, they are actually relatively easy to implement the strategies on board EasyBuy platform. Basically, firstly, they need to understand and keep up with the younger generations and the more tech-savvy consumers. And in order to make it easier to implement, they can actually, we are helping the sellers in order to increase the product volumes, resulting in discounts for consumers. Sellers can actually raise for and align their promotions together with us and increasing the offerings of more in-demand products by offering more competitive online prices to consumers as part of our million-dollar markdown programs. We are actually helping sellers to increase the sales volume significantly. And for companies to stay ahead of competitions, we actually help them to keep up with digitally savvy users. A greater focus will be on the ease of the use of websites and the quality of our customer service. For example, we have actually replace the static image of the usual product listing with short video clips so that we can better engage consumers with better product presentations. It's actually not a one-size-fits-all solutions, but businesses should evaluate based on their own individual capacities and needs when devising such strategies. I think with the right planning, these strategies are not too intricate and difficult to implement.
Jasmine, what kinds of other trends do you see coming up in terms of consumer behavior changing? Sometimes I feel quite bad. I'm guilty of it too. I want everything faster. I want everything now. I want everything cheaper.
Yes. I see that especially for the second half of the year, the consumer demand on the online purchase landscape will continue to see a consistent growing demand for daily essentials product, especially products to help them ease the pandemic fatigue, focusing more on the personal wellness, such as massage gun. We are seeing increased demand for yoga mats and also new hobbies, for example, home baking, and more people are staying at home, so they actually have more time to go back to their pastime and having said that, buying more kitchen appliances to help them continue with their hobbies at home. And we are also seeing a continual trend in the buying of comfort food, for example, childhood snacks and even confectionaries. And to support that shifting demand, there will also be a continuous demand for fast delivery in Singapore. I think consumers are getting the expectation for getting their parcels has been reduced for 7 days to 3 days now. So they are trying to get their parcel as soon as possible.
All right, Jasmine, thank you so much for your time and for your insights. Please stay safe.
Thank you for having me.
Jasmine Khan, Director of General Merchandise of EasyBuy. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.